April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 presents readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today we'll hear poetry by Diane Souter, a professor of English at Northern Michigan University.
Mackinac Bridge. White ladders of tall towers against a luminous sky. The car climbs up over the straits, and I begin to see, as birds do, swags of thick cables suspending the bridge over miles of sun-littered water. Tires shimmy on open steel grating. Over the grinding hum, my driver proclaims, "Those islands are full of coral fossils. These lakes were once salt ocean." Oh, how comforting. I have a future as a bone on the beach, and now he's opening the windows. Gulls shriek, the cold air smells of fish. Hair on my arms prickles. A freighter blats its horn. Descending to the far shore, I inhale all I can of the straits and its gang of blue waters. Beyond the toll gate. The car scaffolds into a world of dunes and shrubbery. He looks suddenly relaxed, driving serenely along Route 2, rock steady at the wheel. Pure sapphire extends on my left, blue shining to the horizon. Which lake is that? Lake Michigan. A spate of words leaps from my mouth like fish. I seem to be saying something through tears about needing to see dunes and water. Been living too much inside, I babble. He glances down as if waiting for more, then parks along the beach. I tear through my bag looking for my red and white two-piece to change under my shirt. A flag ripped from its moorings, I dive. A whale of a wave swallows me, then spits me up to breaststroke in buoyancy. The lake takes me. I hold the lake. Too cold to stay. I lift my body from the rise and fall and roll of waves continually reformatting. My feet grazing rippled sand, natural fish I am, or something embryonic. 50 years of foam-born flesh, shivering wet and pinkish, slogging through pebbles and grit toward the banner of towel he swaddles loosely around me. Sleeping in spirit's room. Something just came here. We feel it like a caress and open our eyes to find that night has prepared a play, a personal bedroom window light show. We look out at the beginning of the word. "I've never seen anything like this," you say. Torrents of painted lights sweep over the lake and settle in our own dark pines. We watch with tears of awe. Yet there is not need to praise when the sky is doing it for you.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm Stan Wright. Thanks for listening.